ও দাঙ্গা তো লন্ডন ও দে লন্ডন ও লন্ডন তো সি আর এস রো লন্ডন তা লন্ডন লো না জে জে দা নেগা চু হই সরে সমারে বে লন্ডন লে তু লো না তু জে লন্ডন তো দা দে আবশে বাই না সোরো মাল দাঙ্গা চা তু রে সোরো সোরো সঞ্জে কি থিজে থিজে গন্দো থেমে গন্দো থিজে থেমে দো হা ও ছামা দেন কা না জে জে ane dangaad shatu gurees, ane kanzaaji saanjiwi taa, saanjiwi juyinba kutu gurees, langdun la dine. Sonro mali dangaad chawa, chayu chawa asumar baya.
So we have been explaining the text by the great master Atisha called Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And this is a very important text. And if one can study this and ascertain the meaning, he or she will be able to understand all of Buddha's teachings. This abbreviated text condenses all of the speech of Buddha, or all of the pronouncements of Buddha, both sutra and tantra. So all of the teachings that Buddha gave, and also the causal factors for that actual Buddhahood, are taught and contained within this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. So the paths and causes are all contained, and the resultant, the causal and resultant paths are contained. So all of Buddha's teachings, whether they be sutra or tantra, are found in this condensed, very important text.
ও দাদা নিয়ে বাদল করে জয়ু গোবা দলা নিয়ে বি ছোয়াস জয়ু গোবা দলা নিয়ে বি ছোয়াত করে সে না আন্দ গা চু সঙ্গে গে দো তাং হা তু তু গঙ্গল ও পেশা গঙ্গল ও মি গে তে নে লোজন জে গোবা ইন কালি খবর মেসে দিল পেজে আনে সঙ্গে কা আনে পোত জাদা জে ইওয়ারস সাজি লোয়া কালি খবর জে গরেস আনে ওদন গে আনে সঙ্গে গে দো তাং হা পেশা তু কালি লু নে গা চু তে গোবা ইন না আনে শেয়া কালি খবর জে রারেস কো pucha mungbu riz. Ta langdun lo zhang jie ne, langdun ge tuan de jibu sung ge langjie rinba, yabu ngen sung na, ane sanji ge ndo nga, te jing te me ge, tuan da tuzu le labu jie ne, xie tu gu riz, langdun la ten ne. Ode, jayu gongba de la dunye bi chewa su, ode yin sa riz. Jayu gongba. Ane sanji, jawa sanji rwa, shacham muna. Sanji ge gongba ndo tang nga, te jing te me ge, ane pacha mongpo yorwa, dasu ki tuyanda di pacha kurung tsul te guwa ina, ane mongpo re nga su kali kabur is, tuyanda shi tuwa kali kabur is, ane langdun nyonyo di lojong jeba ina, ane sanji ki pacha tsama ki tuyanda di, ane le labaji shi tuwa is, ane penyo yorwa is.
Sanji becha jadang je.
Ta pyo linju ba pato jadang je yorwa kanju. Ane tim maayinbi dine tanda mongpo yorwa yorwa.
So all of the Buddha's pronouncements, both sutra and tantra, are found in this condensed, very abbreviated text called The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. So it'd be very difficult if one wanted to try to study the sutras directly and the pronouncements of Buddha directly. In the Kanjur, we can find just in Tibetan 108 volumes of text that are actual pronouncements of the Buddha. And to read them all and study them would be very difficult, and they are also encoded and difficult to understand. But when we look at a text such as The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, Atisha was able to condense the meaning and break it and divide it into teachings for three types of beings. And this makes it much more feasible task to go about understanding this because of the way that it was condensed and explained in a much easier format. But even though it was explained in this condensed, easier format, it does contain all of the teachings of Buddha, both sutra and tantra.
ওজে দাদনে নিশে চেমবো রঙ্গা রঙ্গা দুনরি চোয়াস নিশে চেমবো আনে গেমা বয়ল গা সুন দো দঙ্গা আনে বয়ল আদিশা মাফি গোনলে দনে কারজু গরে দো ঞালে জেকেন সুগিন খা ঞালে জেকেন খাতং গরেস খা গা দিয়া মারেস খা ঞালে জেকেন সুগে আন দো ঞালে জেকেন খা khatna wa dhani jene nalu lu matunpa mabu yuwaris. Gyawa mabu yuwaris. Gyawa mabu dhus yeba yina, anin chupungle sagu waris. Chupungle. Anin tsara shema nazo. Chupungle. 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 Dad do dan, do nyanle jege, kha nyanle jege, What were you saying?
Abandoning the dharma.
Okay. The misdeed of abandoning the dharma. Okay. Dene?
Chubungu le sa samarwa. Chubungu ta ngama le adisha mape gungu ta karishu gare. Paru ji le ne bhoog sa le pembu tanda yung.
Lesson.
Ne pembu sa gurwa jaga kiba tanda yung. Dene chuen dharma na tanda yung ne. अने दस हाजी चुल चुन शुने जरूर बता तने कांजा ची ने दो न्याले चेसन इस का लाखांची खान न्याले चेस लाखांची कांबा ची नॉल न्याले चेस वो मारे इस अने खान न्याले चेके याब मारे इस दो न्याले चेके हम दिखो जो नालू लोडा मावे वारे इस ते यो ना अने चुपंगले अने जवा शमले अने Chu may be salchin because Yahoo waters. And the London Latin, eh? Tetabine, Kaza Jigun, Yanagin, and Digger, and Han Yanagin, and Digger, give one about good waters. Chubungle, cut waters.
Okay, Tichana. So, this during the time of Atisha, something had happened in Tibet. There had become a misunderstanding of the teachings. And there was an idea that sutra and tantra teachings were mutually exclusive, that they could not, there was no common locus between the two, and they one would either practice sutra or practice tantra, and that they actually had different temples for the practitioners of each of these vehicles, because they found such mutual exclusion in these two. So this is actually a great misdeed, and this is called the misdeed of abandoning the Dharma, because the practitioners of the sutra felt that the tantric practitioners were incorrect, and the tantric practitioners felt that the sutric practitioners were incorrect. So both parties were creating the misdeeds of abandoning the Dharma. So and each of these schools had. Each of these two separate trains of thought had wrong views contained within them. So basically what happened in Tibet is we saw the teachings of Bon, and then various Indian scholars came and brought the teachings of Buddhism, and over the course of time they were contaminated. So Atisha was able to clear up any of these misunderstandings with this text to show that there was no mutual exclusion between sutra and tantra, and that they do have common locus between the two. And there were many, he was able to dispel many of the faults and that were contained in the practice at that time in Tibet.
What is that? Then I was examining Chumoburo, Chuziba, many Ziba Yoroa. Chukngalo jasunol rudyor ba chukngalo ja tan duysa de jasunol duyuwaris den naji en sanje gun do nga tejin teme bacha mo yuwar de tsu gu den ngalo langro nol duyuwaris langro de jasun ramuris ane sanje gu bacha gun den da de ane langro nol duyuwaris pe ne leba shi bi jasun a is
So this text is compared to the ocean. In the world, there are many, many rivers. So all of these rivers end up in an ocean. And this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, is compared to the ocean, which contains all of the rivers of various texts and explanations that were given.
What is the land of God and the rich message to the Yoruba? Sonro malu danga chawa da jayu gomba dala nyaba da nyesho chenbi ansa le jansu deshi re jabu kibi chu ne kaden tme tme damba chu chibu sun ji langji rinba yi yira mchu chu ne sishu yus chibu sun ji gu ne ane tab karzi gu sanji sal triya de ane k Kheba yinba yinna, kangalwa dine gabaji gres. Kheba tsaman gabaji gres.
Dine the long?
Long de lamren dine ro dine marwe. Dine yanjir suno na?
Lamren durangi
lamren. Suno malu dangba chawa ta. Jayu gomba dila nyeba ta. Nyesho chenbi yansa lejans. Tiyishir, jabi kebi jo ne, kene tome tebi dangba jo. Chibu sunji lanji rinba yi, ira mtu jo ne sushi yus. What does it matter?
Donda gare?
Donda what the matter? Then that Lando Lunajig in the Penchu waters, and this Hanjig Kagi, Donda the little Habashi to waters, Jayukumadella never said, Mother, Taki Chushi said it. Then Soro Malu Dangat Chai Chuas, and then Lando Latene, and this Hanjig and Dog Hat Sama, and then Gazaji Sanji Gumun to be Toy Moko to waters. Tā yuyi mā kutu gharis, tā kī shī sā rō. Tēnē chūpūngu lē pōng tū gharis, chūpūngu lē lābā jīn pōng tū gharis, dō tāng ngā lē tēndē kār tū gharis, dō yā pū mā rē, ngā yā pū mā rē sī tēndē kī lō tā tū tū kūngā lō, anē lē lābā jīn lāng tūyā lā tēnē pōng tū gharis, nī shuē chē mō rāngā sūn tū yu chī wā sī yī sā rē.
So, we can find a quote in the abbreviated Stages of the Path by Lama Tsongkhapa. That I don't have the exact quote of, so if one would like to afterwards, we can find it in a text. I don't want to misquote Lama Tsongkhapa. Do you know the quote? Do you
have he named the four sections, the greatnesses of the Dharma that appear in the preliminary of the Lama Mount lines. So you find it in the narration in the palm of your hand, the things that he mentioned.
But in the Lamrim, he gave a quote from the Lamrim Dudun, the abbreviated Stages of the Path to
Enlightenment.
Okay, so what do you know what the quote itself was? That's what I was trying to. Basically, it was the we can find it afterwards because we do, I believe, have the actual text here in the Lamrim Duden. So, independence upon the lamp for the path to enlightenment. All great scholars agree that one can has the method to be able to abandon. Wrong views. One will be able to ascertain and understand the method to be able to abandon wrong views and give up the misdeed of abandoning the Dharma and so forth. So there's a quote in the Lamrim Duden that, like I said, we'll find later that correlates with this particular idea.
Jibasunga lanji ribaga nani tijin kato le diyo waris, rwa. Tijin kato dili tani shanchu sen lo shanchu dan, tani chutin ji laba labi chu, tinganjin ji laba labi chu, shirag laba labi chu sun marba. Tana nga su shirag kato de diyaris marba.
So in the text, the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, we've arrived at the section of the great scope. And these are the great vehicle teachings, the Mahayana teachings. So these teachings we've learned are on the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, and the three highest higher trainings, the highest higher training in ethics, highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. So we've arrived at that third, the highest higher training in wisdom in this section of the Great Vehicle.
Oje da dene ngazo dene gazo ngazo ladung gonsa katul male diyo arse marbe ladung gonsa dene ladung tana ngazo landung wat de katul le diyo ba.
So previously in class, we went over a section and gave an explanation of special insight.
Ani ange ngaju ngadu le di mudwe.
56.
What the inch of the taji luda? Ano kuchu mwesi ni gare.
So number 56 says, the great ignorance of conceptuality makes us fall into the ocean of cyclic existence. Resting in non-conceptual stabilization, space-like non-conceptuality manifests clearly.
Oje na du lejon sibande na bra tu bi dani de te jer malu tu bomba nyangan de bachu inos nyangan de bachu inos wode te kadu del karza 나도 레전 세반데 나도 레전 세반데 당가서 노아리도 동행도 좀 말해 봐 노아리도 동행도 좀 저건을 되는 중화를스나 나버도 봐 댄싱 나도를 되는 중화를스 댄싱 나도 에너지 주시발라 되네 안에 뉴 모체 레사네 안 노아리도 동행도 좀 거 용요하레스 말해 봐 나도 레전 세반데스
Mm-hmm.
What did you love, Jana?
So, here it says, okay, so the great ignorance of conceptuality. Ignorance refers to the conceptuality or the conceptual thought that grasps at true existence. It's by dependence upon or this grasping at true existence that the afflictions and actions take place. The greatest ignorance of conceptuality refers to the grasping at true establishment, or the conceptual conceptuality that grasps at true existence or establishment.
ᱚ ᱫᱮᱱᱮ ᱠᱟᱨᱥᱚ ᱠᱚ ᱫᱮᱱᱡᱤᱱ ᱫᱟ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱞᱮᱫᱚ ᱧᱚᱢᱚ ᱵᱚᱢᱵᱤ ᱛᱟᱵᱟ ᱫᱮᱱᱮ ᱠᱟᱱᱫᱮᱥ ᱛᱚᱜᱩᱨᱮ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱞᱟᱝᱜᱟᱨ ᱜᱩᱝᱜᱩᱨᱥ ᱞᱟᱵᱟ ᱤᱱᱟ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱱᱟᱵᱟ ᱛᱩᱵᱤ ᱫᱟᱱᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱛᱤᱥᱤᱨ ᱢᱟᱞᱩ ᱛᱩᱵᱚᱢᱵᱟ ᱧᱟᱝᱜᱮᱱ ᱫᱮᱵᱟ ᱪᱩᱭᱱᱚᱥ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱛᱟ ᱠᱟᱨᱥᱚ ᱠᱚ ᱞᱮᱫᱚ ᱧᱚᱢᱚ ᱵᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱫᱩᱝᱜᱮ ᱵᱚᱭᱟ ᱛᱚ ᱪᱩᱫᱩ ᱪᱩᱵᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱪᱩᱱᱟ ᱫᱮᱵᱟ ᱢᱟ ᱨᱩᱵᱟ ᱪᱩᱜᱱᱚᱞᱚ ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱛᱮᱱᱫᱮ ᱤᱱᱥᱟᱱ ᱫᱮᱵᱟ ᱢᱟ ᱨᱩᱵᱟ ᱨᱮᱥ ᱫᱮᱵᱟ ᱢᱟ ᱨᱩᱵᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱫᱮᱢᱮ ᱞᱟ ᱢᱤᱱᱮ ᱟᱱᱮ ᱥᱮᱱᱮ ᱛᱚᱱᱤ ᱞᱟ ᱢᱮᱵᱤ ᱥᱮᱱᱮ ᱛᱟ ᱛᱚᱱᱤ ᱞᱟ ᱢᱮᱵᱤ ᱦᱟᱛᱚᱱ ᱛᱚᱡᱚ ᱭᱟᱱᱮ ᱟᱫ ᱜᱚᱢᱵᱟ ᱤᱱᱟ ᱛᱮᱱᱮ ᱡᱮ ᱞᱮᱫᱟ ᱧᱚᱢᱚ ᱵᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱫᱩᱝᱜᱮ ᱵᱚᱢᱵᱤᱱ ᱛᱟᱵᱟ ᱛᱩᱜᱨᱮᱥ ᱧᱟᱝᱜᱮᱱ ᱫᱮᱵᱟ ᱪᱩᱭᱱᱚᱥ ᱛᱟᱵᱟ ᱭᱩᱝᱜᱚᱨᱮ ᱛᱟᱵᱟ ᱛᱩᱜᱨᱮᱥ ᱣᱟᱴ ᱫᱟᱥ ᱤᱴ ᱤᱱ ᱥᱟᱢᱟᱨᱵᱟ
Then the great ignorance of conceptuality makes us fall into the ocean of cyclic existence. Resting in non-conceptual stabilization, space-like non-conceptuality manifests clearly. So, in dependence upon the opponent of the grasping at true existence or true establishment, one is able to achieve the state of liberation or nirvana. One is able to achieve this state through utilizing emptiness and gaining a state of calm abiding, which uses as its object of observation emptiness, and achieving a state of special insight, which uses as its object of observation emptiness. So one achieves this understanding of the lack of true establishment of things by using formulas or analysis such as things dependently originate. Because of this, they are not truly established. A formula that leads us to the lack of true establishment of phenomena. And once one achieves this non-conceptual state is able to achieve the state of calm abiding and special insight then one is able to achieve the state of nirvana, a space-like non-conceptuality that manifests clearly. So all of these liberations and so forth are possible in dependence upon the eradication of the action and afflictions, which leads to cyclic existence. And if these are eradicated by the opponent of the non-mistaken view of the lack of true establishment of all phenomena.
Oh, chuna deva dhruva dhenzin dhe tuba lu shi res, nandu lu shi res, chuna deva dhruva yomare. Deva dhruva mebala deva dhruva zibi lu tuba yinzang tuba lu shi res yomares. But na taba dhruva yinba dhruva yomares, taba dhruva yinba zibi tuba dhe tuba lu shi res. But dhna zin chuna deva dhruva yomare, deva dhruva zibi dhenzin dhe tuba lu shi res yomares. Maribhe, te kuyu zawa res.
Yanjir Suranam. So the root of cyclic existence, the root of suffering, is the conceptuality that grasps at true establishment. This is a mistaken view, a wrong view. This mistaken view is mistaken in the same way that one grasps at a rope, believing that the rope is a snake. And so the mistaken view there is that the rope is not a rope, it is a snake. So this is a wrong consciousness or mistaken view. So the conceptuality that grasps at true establishment or true existence is the root of suffering and is the root of cyclic existence. So makes us fall into the ocean of cyclic existence. So the root of cyclic existence is the concept that grasps at true establishment.
Come in.
Please come in.
Come on.
Hey, John, you want to grab a cushion for this gentleman? Just to let you know, if you haven't been here before, we're going over a text called The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment by a master called Atisha, and Rinpoche is explaining what the text means. And there'll be a copy of the text over there for you.
Okay,
This idea that phenomena are not truly established because they dependently originate came from somewhere. Who was the one that pronounced this? And we can say that the Buddha is the one who stated these things, that phenomena dependently originate, therefore they are not truly established. And we can find these quotes such as these in sutric teachings and tantric teachings. In the Heart Sutra, we find seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature. We see quotes such as these. And in tantra, we can find this as well. So that's where we left off. I just didn't want to forget it. So in the 100,000 verse Perfection of Wisdom Sutra and the 20,000 verse Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, we can find these as well. We just read that, didn't we? Please tell me we did. Ngachu ngadun. Lama ngachu ngadru de delpa dansar.
Dansar be. Nadu mari chenpo de kuyu jasu tongwa shi. Dume tinzin la denpa. Nakha jin dume si. Di chinsar be.
Di chinsar.
Ya, tanda.
Oh, they're similar. Oh, hold on, hold on. In the Tibetan, they're similar. I might have been reading.
What did you run out of the Tibetan? I'm doing the engine, do it. Today, I'm doing the engine.
The Jatso,
which had the G true the insert that the day on Jodenje. Not do marriage chamber, the Kuy Jatsu Tumashes. The day on Jodenje, not do marriage chamber, the Kuy Jatsu Tumashes.
But before Nachingadu,
Yangan deba chewing, not do marriage chamber, the Kuy Jatsu Tum. The day on Jodenje, say that the Natsu de.
Ngachu ngadru. NGK.
Dende nolo medik endawa, inshike ndwe.
NGK, ngachu ngadru, the jatsu.
Tata yana chondenji, kuyu jatsu tunga shindwe.
Kuyu jatsu, ngachu ngadru, NGK.
Ndwe. Ote ngachu pyoke dili chedin sare. Dende nolo chedin mendo. Tata yana chondenji, nadu mari chenpo te, kuyu jatsu tunga shiesi. Kuyi jatsu tunga shi, tada yon chonten shi, nadu ma ri chenpo te kuyi jatsu tunga shi. Tome tenzin la neba naka jin tome ses. Tada yon chonten shi, dil inshi nol duwe, te dara yon chonten shi, chonten shacha tuba. Tada yon chonten shi, nadu ma ri chenpo te kuyi jatsu tunga shi.
Yeah, it's right here.
De ngachu ngadu ke gare de nadu mari chem de madu wa de da yan chung de chi sa de tu bu do wa
nadu
mari chem de chi chi che de
okay I almost had a nervous breakdown cuz that's what okay he has, there's two texts we're having a little bit of trouble with because de da yan you have the text too right
de da
yan ni chung de
nadu mari chem de
Ditar yan de jom den. I don't have this.
Jom den ji?
Right.
Nadu mari chenpo den duwa. Nadu mari chenpo te se ade nga jo nga rul duwa. Gol si ji che diya. Ditar yan de jom den ji. Ditar yan de jom den ji, nadu mari chenpo te si di che duwa. Wa de la na digar da. Ditar yan de jom den ji, nadu mari chenpo te kuy ja su tong ashi song du. Ane karsa. Chuna deba dhruvan zimbe denzi la dene kuwa le kuyu tsuyu de ane deta yana jonden jis, chansi jonden dek son yuwa res. Deta yana jonden ji, nadu mari chenpo tes. Nadu mari ba denzi chenpo tege, ju sheba la dene, kuyu tsawa sheba la dene ane kaza tsu kuwa le kuyu duwa res. Marbe, wate, enchi taji lulu da kudu.
Then you did that young jom den ji.
Te bongbi taba tobi tsui te yang sanje ge song yuwa res.
Okay.
Te da yang jo den je. Nadu mari chenpo te kuyu jatsu tongwa shi es.
Okay.
Nadu mari ba, denzi mari ba tege cawa shewa la ten ne, ane kuwa lu kuyu wa res. Te kuyu cawa res. Yola junyi ge nana tuma mari ba res. Kuyu cawa res, o te song te res. Tenda nanga shira chenpo ji ba re.
Okay, so I'm going to start from 55 and read it through. Rinpoche has a line that we don't have, so the numbers, I don't know what happened, but I'll figure it out later.
There's just one line that seems to be missing between 55 and 56. It says, even thus the Buddha said. And then the beginning of 56.
So the nature of this worldly existence, which comes from conceptualization, is conceptuality. Thus the elimination of conceptuality is the highest state of nirvana. The great ignorance of conceptuality, thus the Buddha said, the great ignorance of conceptuality makes us fall into the ocean of cyclic existence. So that's where the stanza ends, over here. So so here, the grasping at true establishment, the conception that grasps at true establishment, this mistaken view is the root of cyclic existence. This is what causes one to again and again be forced into the ocean of cyclic existence. So here, the great ignorance of conceptuality is the ignorance which grasps at the true establishment of phenomena. It's not very, Rinpoche's saying, it's not very difficult, it's only a few words.
Let me see his numbers.
Okay.
Then you can see it.
So the Buddha has pronounced in both Sutra and Tantra that the grasping at true establishment can be abandoned through realizing emptiness by having calm abiding and special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness. And through these methods, one can eradicate the action and afflictions which are the root of cyclic existence, which cause one to fall into the cyclic existence. So once these are abandoned, one is able to achieve the state of liberation. And this idea can be found in both Sutra and Tantric teachings. Sutric and Tantric teachings. So the 12 links of dependent origination, ignorance, which is the first link, and do you know the links memorized off the top of your head?
Ignorance. Karma.
Karma and action. Yeah. Sumba.
Conditional karma, consciousness.
Yes.
That's the third name and form.
The Tsen Mi.
And
the next is sense sources.
Contact,
feeling, clinging,
and so forth up to seven.
Yeah, Rinpoche only went to seven. So the 12 links of dependent origination, the explanation of how those create cyclic existence is contained within this and is very similar to this, the same ignorance which drives the 12 links of dependent origination, which creates cyclic existence, is the same here, and the 12 links can be implicitly contained within this as well.
And the reversal of them.
So that one can achieve the opposite of their effect, being liberation. So if one has the understanding that phenomena are not truly established, then one has the ability to abandon the ignorance and then abandon the action and so forth within the 12 links. And if one abandons these, then one is able to achieve the state of liberation.
Nādu mārī chēmbu tē kūyī jāsū tōngwā shēs. Tō mē tēnzīn, nādu mārī chēmbu tē kūyī jāsū tōngwā rēs. Dō ngē kuwā lū kūyī jū shē gā rēs mār bē. Tā tēne, chū nā dēmbā mā rūpa shē bē tōngyī tū bē shē rō tō chōng sō nā. Tēne, tē kē, tō mē tēnzīn lā nē bā, nā khā jīn tō mē shēs. Tō mē tēnzīn lā nē bā, tō bā mē bā, chū nā dēmbā mā rūpa tū bē shē rō tē. Chūna dēmbā mā rūpa tū bī shēnē tāng, lā tōng tū tū yāna yāna tū gōmbā yīnā, tēnē nā khā jīn tū tū mē sēs, nā khā jīn tū, anā kārsa, tū bā mē bā, dēmbā mā rūpa tū bā, dēmbā mā rūpa tū bā sā gōmbā rūpē. Wā tē tū bā lā tēnē, anā yī dōngē tū pōng tū gōrēs, nā khā jīn tū tū mē sēs.
So makes us fall into the ocean of cyclic existence, resting in non-conceptual stabilization, space-like non-conceptuality, manifests clearly. So recognizing that phenomena are not truly established, having the wisdom realizing emptiness through achieving the state of calm abiding and special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation the lack of true establishment of phenomena, one can achieve the state of a non-conceptual stabilization and space-like non-conceptuality. So one can achieve these two, these types of states, and one by having the calm abiding and special insight, which uses as its object of observation emptiness. So these concentrations, I just want to make sure. Concentrations are achieved through the various steps of concentration levels, calm abiding and special insight and so forth.
Nādu mārī chēmbu tē kūyī jāsū tōngwā shēs rwa, dēnzī lā tēne anna kuwā lū kūyī wā rēs. Tō mē dēnzī lā nē bā sōng dū, dēmē tū bē, tēngēnzī tā shērā yōnē yā tū gōmbā yīnā, nā khā jīn tū mē shēs, nā khā jīn tū kār sū kūrē, lē tāng yō mō bā tā dū ngē pō nē, tāba tū bā yōng kūrē sā dīng sā rē. Nā khā chēn? Sibel turi yo marwa. Ten na yin chu kanga lo denpa tuba yo maris. Kanga lo denpa maru baris. Wata se du maris. Naka yin tu tume ses.
So here, the space-like non-conceptuality, because space is vast and endless, the non-conceptual understanding of the lack of true establishment of phenomena is vast and limitless as well. So this space-like non-conceptuality, the reason that is compared to space is because of that. That's what I asked Rinpoche. So resting in non-conceptual stabilization, so achieving a single-pointed concentration that utilizes as its object of observation, emptiness will allow one to achieve the state of the wisdom realizing emptiness, which will then allow one to achieve the state of liberation. So liberation is possible if the great ignorance of conceptuality is abandoned, because the, this ignorance, which grasps at the true establishment of phenomena, causes us to fall into the ocean of cyclic existence. So if one then has the wisdom realizing emptiness, then liberation can be achieved.
Tanda deseni, naka turi kaatsaji mehka, naka ki seni marwe. Turi kaatsaji mehka, naka ki seni res, dumachi naka. Naka turi yoba, naru naka lukun tukumduwa. Turi meba rwa. Den naji, chukunga lo denpa rubi tuba yomare. Chukunga lo denpa ma ruba. De naka namres, naka. Turi kaatsaji mehka, naka namres. Dumachi je naka turi kaatsaji mehka, dumachi je naka ki seni marwe. Naka tuba yomare, tandusi. 나가 고 동바로
나갈
도바 매바든 두마시지 나가리스 데나지 추나 네버 도바 매바 데바 마루바 돈이리스 데라 미네 시네들 하던 고바이나 데네 동에 보도 그래서 어떤 소데
니네 두미제기 난카 기세네 데 신기
나카진도 두메세스 나카진도 나카디 빠져버로 나카 두마시지 나카디 토리 가서지 매가 Dumashi Nakal Tuya Yomaro, Tuna Narundu Tumaro, Naru Kashi Jigaro, Nakal Naru Tumudo, Tuba Mevandu, Nakal Tuba Mebade, Dumashi Nakaris, but Denaji and a Chuna Debatu Tuba Meba, Deba Maruba Tunitis, Della Mine Shineda, Latun Kumbaina, and the Dungapuntu Ris. What this one is that?
So one is able to achieve suffering. Achieve the abandonment of suffering through recognizing the lack of true establishment of phenomena and achieving that understanding through calm abiding and special insight. So the definition of uncompounded space is not obstructed. And I've also seen unpenetratable, if that's a word, or not able to be penetrated. For some reason, I've seen that also. But not obstructed is the more common definition of uncompounded space. So uncompounded space is not obstructed. Then garshene, that's the only thing I didn't get. What's the similarity between uncompounded space and
unobstructed space is like a, you know, like a metaphor. An analogy for the wisdom realizing emptiness, just as unobstructed, you know, if a space is uncompounded, it's unobstructed, you know, an airplane couldn't go through something obstructed, so in the way an airplane can go through space, it's because space is unobstructed because of that definition. In the same way, the non-conceptual wisdom realizing emptiness, realizing that things are not truly established, is non-conceptual. It is that non-conceptuality is like the unobstructedness of space, something like that.
So,
does that make sense?
It doesn't. But the non-conceptuality is the same. The non-conceptual understanding of the wisdom realizing emptiness or the lack of true establishment of phenomena is the same as not obstruct the definition of uncompounded space, not obstructed. So I guess I'm just missed this. That makes sense?
Nakasaro, Dumashi Naka, Turikasa, Dumashi Naka, Rizlazaro,
Turikasa,
Nakal Turimudua, Turi Mabat and Dumashi Nakasaro, Chukangolo, Debatu Tubayo Maris, Deba Maruba, the Tunitis, the Nintaburis, and Nakatel Turi Mabatil, Dumashi Naka, Turikasa Mega, Dumashi Nakis in Yerua, then Naji Chuna Debatu Yomaro, Debatu Tubayo Maro, Debatu Mabaro. Demadruba meba donires, Demadruba tuba meba donires, Demadruba tuba meba, Demadruba donires, Tella me be shined the Latunguna, Anne Ednor Nundagris, Dene Lel Nundagris, Numul Nundagris, Kalegal Dungenga Nuris, Numujuna Malujitula, Talishon, Lui Tunjit, Dan di Ud Tushine, Nenjuba Idan Gubashis, Watenda Mundwe. Dungeto Tungalo, Lila Tenishumaris, Lay the new mobile Tenishum Yores, New Mobade, and Denzin Adul Tenishum Yores, and the thing is also and the Nanjuba Dege, Chino, Deba Maruba, Denzin, not to Mavasuguba, Deba Maruba to Gumba Latene, and the Inural Nurgris, Antidot, then the new Mul Nevanduris, Lel Nevanduris, Dungel Nevan Kalikal Ganro, this one Marve.
Okay, I have all of it. Still, I just don't have a metaphor. Do you have a metaphor at all? Okay, so, you know how everyone in this room knows how I am about it. has the ability to eradicate the action and afflictions if their powering force is eradicated. So, if the causal factors of the karma and afflictions are eradicated, then they can no longer produce the suffering and so forth. So if one has the wisdom realizing emptiness and one understands the lack of true establishment of phenomena and has that realization brought about through calm abiding and special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, then one is able to reverse the pattern of being thrown into cyclic existence and achieve the state of liberation. So this state of liberation is achieved by first eradicating the ignorance which causes the karma and afflictions which cause the cyclic existence. One can achieve the state of liberation by eradicating the causal factors of its opposite. So if one is to not mention sutra because we can find many occurrences of the pronouncements of Buddha in sutra where one understands that things are not truly established and they are empty in this type of wisdom. But the Buddha also in the tantric texts explain the same thing. So in the text, A Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, Atisha gives an example of a tantric text and with Sandrak Sambudra, is that what the name is?
Sambudra Tantra.
Sambudra Chu. Ju. So it's the I'm not sure. Sambo is the Yidangini. Sambo. That's the actual name of the text. I'm not familiar with it. I apologize. So it's an example is given of a text where in this commentary, an example is given of a text, a tantric text, where one can find this same thing, the phenomena are not truly established, and the lack of true establishment of all phenomena. And this goes across the board. If we look at the Guhya Samaja texts, or the Kalachakra texts, or the Chakrasambhava texts, or any of the other tantric texts, we can find that this idea is indispensable in all of them. So we can find that idea that the lack, the misapprehension, the mistaken view that grasps at true establishment causes cyclic existence in both sutra and tantra. And the examples are given of the texts in which we can find them in, but they are these ideas are indispensable in all of the various paths. So the explanation of how cyclic existence is created through the grasping at true establishment is given, as well as how one can achieve liberation understanding the lack of true establishment of phenomena. So the opposite of the misunderstanding of true establishment of phenomena create the misunderstanding of the true establishment of phenomena creates cyclic existence, whereas the non-mistaken view, which recognizes the lack of true establishment of phenomenon, creates liberation. So we can find these ideas in both sutra and tantric texts.
Ta ga den den ni sa ma re ta ga den ga zo chu gu shung ga lo de ba ma ru ba re den de yin sa de ba ma ru ba re de me du bi she ro de me du bi she ro de rani ji bo ta ba du bi she do de me du bi she ro gu ba yin na de ne me ri su go su ma re te me lon ru ba re rani ji bo ta ba du bi che do an do ni gu ba yin na an ne ni tu da ra je ru ba re su ma re wo den de de she sha na ku de su ma re
so this familiarization with the wisdom realizing emptiness, in order to achieve the state of nirvana or liberation for oneself alone, falls into the category of the medium scope or beings of medium capacity. So if one wishes to achieve the state of nirvana or individual, that's not a good way to say it, nirvana, achieve the state of cessation for oneself alone, or nirvana for oneself alone, then these the wisdom realizing emptiness is necessary, and this falls into the category of Hinayana teachings, or medium scope.
Oji ta dungen la san gar su gu dungen ji dungen ta ju ju dungen ta cha ban du ji ji dungen ta ji ga na shi gu dungen la su tu su san ta du en nga su dungen ga bu yo ma res ne nga ju gu san ba ji yong res nga ju gu san ba ji yong du an nga ro ji bu dungen ta na ji bu ta na nya de gar su gu re nga ro ji bu dungen ta yi che do an ne du ni du bi she ro ta de ji ta o de gu ba yi na an ne ko ti me lang du ja gu sa res.
So if one recognizes the three types of suffering, the suffering of change, the suffering of suffering, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of being separated from the pleasant and so forth, state of renunciation can be achieved, or the desire to wish to definitely get out can be achieved through the wish to abandon suffering in general. So one can achieve the state of one achieves a state of renunciation by through analysis of the various types of suffering, and then wishes to definitely get out of cyclic existence for oneself alone. So it's necessary for this being to have the wisdom realizing emptiness in order to achieve that state of nirvana, solitary nirvana.
Ta dene suzu dunghe le nga ban juye nga juu samba, yin la mi bi nyi ji chenpo tang, shamba tang, shang chu ki sen le dendru lo zhang jeba yina, an te jen lu wa rizu marbe.
So if one takes that same wish to definitely get out for oneself alone and turns that towards others, and develops love and compassion, then this becomes the great vehicle, the Teichen Gichu.
Teichen Lugores.
And this becomes the, one is heading towards the Mahayana, Teichen Gichu, going to the Mahayana. So, and to achieve the state of mind that aspires to enlightenment, we've gone over two lineages of causal factors so many times, the seven-point cause and effect for achieving the state of bodhicitta, and the equalizing and exchanging self with others practice. So we've gone over this many times, and these are two causal factors for achieving bodhicitta.
Oje ta chang chu sen lu jang ken ge te ba chen bi re jen de la ka ni yong go re s an ne o bu no bu ji da o bu du bu ji ni yong go re s mar ba shang sen o ne da te ba chen bi re jen o bu no bu da o bu du bu ni yong go re s o bu du bu yin na an ne chang chu sen ma ji gong du ni du tu ma re s an ne gong chang chu ge sen gong chang chu ge sen ma xi de 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 zo jun de me ga du ju gong de sen gong ne an ne chang chu sen ju le ma ji ba du ni du tu ma re s
Wangdu
dege, ane shangju sen jul je 안에 돈이 쇼고도 거래스 말베
냠도
온 쇼고 쇼고
쇼고
온에 되게 되네 자주세 마지 공 돈이 또 사버 돈이 또 안에 안에 자주세 로장 자주세 줄 쇼고 지그래스
When we speak of practitioners of the great vehicle, there are, and we speak of bodhisattvas, there are two types. There are bodhisattvas with sharp mental faculties and bodhisattvas with dull mental faculties. So a bodhisattva of dull mental faculties is one that must first generate the mind that aspires to enlightenment, first achieve that generation. But that generation is not imbued with or combined with emptiness. That is practice after the actual generation of bodhicitta takes place for the bodhisattva of dull capacity. So he or she first achieves the mind that aspires to enlightenment or has a realization of Mahayana mind generation, and then begins to study emptiness. Whereas a bodhisattva of sharp mental faculties has already an understanding of emptiness and before they actually generate the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So the difference between these two types of Mahayana practitioners are that the bodhisattva of dull capacity must study emptiness after the generation of bodhicitta, and the bodhisattva of sharp mental faculties generates bodhicitta after they have achieved the wisdom of emptiness, the wisdom which understands emptiness.
Tiba reje obo nobo dege, obo nobo gote peje ni shamba ta nyeje ta, o te su maje kong lo toni to sabaris, ne nganyu ka samba maje kong lo peje toni to sayo waris. Ko obo nobo yin ta, do nge le tando nganyu ka samba, do nge le taya yueba, dōngēl tāyī tāpā yōpā, cēmē mā rūpā tēsē tū kō, wāmbā nōpā yīnsā ngā yūgā sāmbā chēgā mā rēs. Kō dōngī rūpā tālā tēnē, dēnzīn tēsē jū, dēnzīn pōng tōgōn tūwē mā tūwē. Dēnzīn tūpī tāpā sēkēn tē shēchāl yōyatā mē. Shēchāl mē nā tēnē kārā sō kō rē, tāpā tūpī chē tū kō kālē jāgō mā rō. Kō wāmbā nōpā yīnsā, dēnzīn tānyo mōpā pī tāpā yōyatā mē. Taba drupi taang dala tene, an taba xie. Taba xie suna zhene, an kui tuni tubi xie rata, an shangshu sen lo zhang uwa rasi.
The Rinpoche Nyunyun la. Gangin sene de mambo la na
kabudu. Ala Nyunyun la la la.
De mambo, gangin sene nga inji kei dan pio kei tsang lo dan.
Obo, tazi tiba chenpi rechen, obo nobu jo rwa. Nobu dake peche nganyu samba maji kongli peche kui tuni tu sa yo rasi. Nganyu samba dungeli tando yo samba dhrawa. Dōngēl tāndō kā sāmbā tā jīpā lā, dōngēl tāyā yōpa ngēl shēgō gōr sū kō. Kō ngōpa nōpa yīn sāng, dōngēl tāpā, tāpī tāpā yōtā mē. Tāpā tā yōtā, an tāpā tā lōzhōng jēnā ngā rōng tōjī yōtā mē. Tōyā yōpa tā kā cēmē chō sō na, shē sō na, an jēnē tāpā tā yōnyi ngā yōka sāmbā lōzhōng gōr sū. Wā tā mā jīpā tā kā ngā yōka sāmbā lōzhōng mō tō wā, kō ngōpa nōpa yīn sāng. Then the children did Leka, you know, Amara did Leka to do Leka to Leka del Pen, G. Abuji, you want to do Tomotaji or Pentu, you are men and Leka Chigamarota. Only what the W is some other. What the W is that?
Then the Wang Wu,
Tambo
Nipa. I always get these two confused.
This is just the sharp faculties.
Okay, so the being of sharp mental faculties first. Checks, is there the possibility of Buddhahood or liberation, or isn't there the possibility of Buddhahood or liberation? So I lost it again. Ganjur
Suruna.
Did Sikh Tanche Shing Yu, then a Kali Kali, like Sikh, then a Lagyan, Sikh Kashe?
Ta ombu nobu suku onero, ombu nobu lukarza, ombu nobu lukarza.
Sharp mental faculty, bodhisattva of sharp mental faculty.
Tiba chenpi rechense, bada sabba rong, shangchu sen maji gongru da, shangchu sen maji gongru ombu nobu juyorwa. Ku ombu nobu dage, ane shangchu sen sikant juli jaya do mdui, shangchu sen yuedome, taba yuedome. Ane taba de, yueba tseme maruba desi tu ku taba tenye gulu nganyu ka samba janguwa maruba da.
Hakosun, okay. So the being, a being of sharp mental faculties, first engages in analysis to make sure that liberation is possible and that the actual achievement of bodhicitta is possible, because there is no reason to develop renunciation or to develop these things if they are not possible to achieve. So the being of sharp mental faculties first engages in analysis to see if these things are possible before achieving the state of renunciation, because it's not necessary to renounce something if there isn't a possibility of achieving the state of liberation.
Okay.
You would first check it to make sure that that was the proper career move for you. So when we look at a piece of wood, for instance, we can say, or a tree, we can say that this actual tree or wood, it's the same word, existed since beginningless time. But its causes are not very stable. It's not a very stable thing, because it can be burned very easily and then disappear. So the causal factors for this tree, which has been beginningless, are not very stable.
But then I think also that any dancing in order to any lay down new mobile to the goal of my temper is doing it to the goal of temper you matters. My temper is.
But the grasping at true existence that we have is also not very stable. So the grasping at true existence and the karma and afflictions is not something that's stable, whereas the opposite of it, the understanding of the wisdom that understands that things are not truly established, is stable. Because the grasping at true establishment is a mistaken view and can be eradicated because of its instability. So, if one is able to eradicate, come to a place where there is a lack of suffering, and the afflictions and the grasping at true existence are eradicated, then one is able to achieve the state of liberation. So, it's the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is very similar to a fire, which has the ability to burn away the tree or the wood's capacity to go on. Likewise, the wisdom realizing emptiness has the ability to destroy and eradicate the grasping at true establishment and the afflictions and the ignorance which cause the cyclic existence, and their cessation then leads to liberation.
Tabana taba drubi tal ta maybe namage pumbo, ta maybe namage pumbo, dunga pumbo to zorowa, rangi rejun sebi reyuaris, ne ku ju meba chaba yuaris, yuru jusen karisana, dunga gujo, and the denzin del nebun was nebo, ju del neji nebu toni yuvi, nanding what the madbe, taba drubi tatarowa, not to dunga pumbo to yuroa, dunga pumbo de.
So why is it that the grasping at true establishment can be eradicated. It can be because there is an antidote to it, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. The opponent or antidote to the grasping at true establishment is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And because this mistaken view, because this is a mistaken view, it is not stable and can be come to a conclusion. So if we have such things as love and compassion and a positive mind, this is a non-mistaken view and will eventually lead us to Buddhahood. So when we look at mistaken view and non-mistaken view, there is an opponent or antidote to a mistaken view, but we cannot find an opponent or antidote for a non-mistaken view. The five suffering aggregates, that's a hard one to get out. Five suffering aggregates, contaminated suffering aggregates, can be slowly eradicated. Why can they slowly be eradicated? Because they are caused by the grasping at true establishment, and the grasping at true establishment has an opponent or an antidote. So because there is an opponent or an antidote to its causal factors, it is necessarily possible to eradicate it.
So
the being of sharp capacity does this same thing that we just did. He or she will check, is there an antidote to the grasping at true establishment? Is there a possibility of stopping suffering? Is it possibility to achieve the state of liberation? Are these things possible? And if they are possible, then this ordinary being, Mahayana practitioner, Mahayana practitioner of sharp capacity, then first achieves the state of the wisdom realizing emptiness based upon that analysis, and then works towards Mahayana mind generation, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment. But first he or she engages in an analysis to recognize whether these things have opponents and antidotes and are possible, and then moves forward to the latter realizations. So the Bodhisattva of dull capacity doesn't engage in this sort of analysis, doesn't check to see whether it is true that there is liberation isn't existent, or if the grasping at true establishment or afflictions have an antidote. He or she does not engage in this analysis. He or she just has a great level of faith. And through this great level of faith, he or she first generates the various types of mind, and then moves on to the wisdom realizing emptiness, and does not do that before the realizations of the realizations up to the mind that aspires to enlightenment. The wisdom realizing emptiness is achieved after the Mahayana mind generation is achieved by the being of dull mental faculties.
What the kitchen she was to get Uma Jingos, kitchen she was to get, and the Uma Jingos, Yanda, she took her down there, don't know about Gajune, Tang and Tin and Jitin like Hijikun Genesus. Shansen owner the gay, and eh, Tambutuni to Tabayo, but Semer to, then eh, Najuka Sambache, and Jenlem Hijiji Shanjukas and Shugujigris, Tambutuni to, and the Shanjukas and Shugujigris, Marbe.
So, in Shandarachita's text, the ornament to the Madhyamika, we can find Umachen. Yeah, we can find in Shandarachita's text, the ornament to the Madhyamika, a quote that says, first, the practitioner of sharp mental faculties first achieves the wisdom realizing emptiness, then achieves the renunciation, love, compassion, up to bodhicitta, where as the dull capacity practitioner must first achieve renunciation and the mind that aspires to enlightenment, and then the latter realizations of the wisdom realizing emptiness. So the practitioner of the dull mental faculties first achieves the state of the mind generations and so forth, and then achieves the wisdom realizing emptiness. So we can find the differences between the beings of sharp capacity and the beings of dull capacity, dull mental factors, sharp mental factors and dull mental faculties. Sharp mental faculties and dull mental faculties. So the difference is the being with the sharp mental faculties first has the wisdom realizing emptiness, then he or she studies renunciation, which leads to love and compassion in the mind that aspires to enlightenment. Whereas the practitioner of dull mental faculties first must achieve the realization of the renunciation, and then the love and compassion in the mind that aspires to enlightenment, and after that, achieve the wisdom realizing emptiness. So this is the difference, the distinguishing factors between these two types of beings. So the sharp and dull mental faculty practitioners differ in these ways, and one can find bodhisattvas in the Great Exposition School as well as the Sutra School. So we can say that it's not necessary. There are practitioners in those schools who have the Mahayana mind generation, but are not necessary. The Shiramawadan do Depa Wandu Wangun. So there are bodhisattvas who have the mind generation of the mind that aspires to enlightenment in the Great Exposition School as well as the Sutra School, but they do not have the wisdom realizing emptiness. So here we can find an example of a being of dull mental faculties who has the bodhicitta but not the wisdom realizing emptiness. So the Madhyamika Prasangika school, or the Middle Way Consequence school, states that yes, there are bodhisattvas in the Great Exposition school, there are bodhisattvas in the Sutra school, there are bodhisattvas in the mind-only school, and there are bodhisattvas in the middle way autonomy school. But those bodhisattvas do not have the wisdom realizing emptiness because they are in the lower schools. So bodhisattvas can be found in all of the different levels of tenet systems, but according to the Madhyamika Prasangika, the middle way consequence view, only those consequentialists have achieved can achieve the wisdom realizing emptiness.
And the Shangju Sangha Juli Chikhen Rabung Yuare, Nyapa Yuare, and the Dwari Duga Yuare, the Sangha Tony to Tami Tony to Tumar, Shangju Sangha Juli Chiba Yuare.
So the bodhisattvas can be found in all six realms of cyclic existence. There are hell beings who are bodhisattvas. There are rabbits who are bodhisattvas. So all six realms of cyclic existence. Deers, various other beings, all realms of cyclic existence. Bodhisattvas can abide in all realms of cyclic existence.
Not smart.
That's me today. So this is the explanation of the wang du dao ri tu tam she wang un. So the rabbit bodhisattva is of dull mental faculties, but didn't he just say that there are two, both the
Rabung Shangju Sangpa And the Kun Shina Jil did the words. Kun Shangju Sangpa in the Kurung Tilio Kengi, and then the Rukangalu Kun Chuji waters. What then again, the Nigulu Ju waters.
We can find in the tales of the Buddha's previous lives where there's a story of when he was a bodhisattva rabbit and actually was able to give the Dharma to various animals in the forest and give teachings. And this rabbit was considered a bodhisattva. So the rabbit didn't eat any meat, and he told all of the animals in the forest to not eat meat as well. This was advice that he gave. So he became very famous, this rabbit bodhisattva, and so famous that the gods heard of this.
So the God
heard of this very famous rabbit bodhisattva and wished to meet him. But it would be necessary for the rabbit to engage. The rabbit wished to engage in generosity and give something to the god when he came to visit. And he thought, I have no meat. I have nothing that this god would like to have. Then the Brahma. So then the god manifested fire, and the rabbit said, I have nothing to offer you, so I will offer you my own body and jump into the fire. So then, at that moment, the fire was extinguished by the god immediately, and the god brought the rabbit up to the god's realm.
So what the Changju Sembar is. And the Kurung Waib either the Maju Waris. And the Kunyandu Lerda Naja Waris, Shina Jil did. And then the Nobel Hemer, Kati Man. Then Kuzuka Sambalata Rada Jabba to Kushanju Sembar in Dil, that Nobel to Sugi Rada Sigar is not in. That Kulansan Chin, Rada Sigin, Nobel is a patching with us. And the Rada Jena Master Jangasu, which is. Till Laudil Tene Rada Mate Hunyandu Rosmaris. Rada Menyandu, the Jabuki, what the Luju artist?
The Rada Dang Yamdu.
Rada put that shower in the shower for Jujiro, the Shanchu Sembaris. And the Kui shower Majujiro, Kunyandu did your Roda. And the shower put the Kushanchu Sembar in you, and the Rada Sagan Rada Masi Ruchis, Nasi Ruchis.
Then Pomo Garrison.
And the Pomo de Kunyandu Yungoris, Rada Nyandu.
Okay, so there's another story of a time in the previous lives of the story stories of the Buddha where he was the head of the a group of herd of wild animals, and at this time there were 500 wild animals, and the garre, the denju garre.
Okay,
we're not sure what kind of wild animals, maybe deers, but just wild animals. So there were 500, and because the in the previous life of the Buddha, this particular head of the wild animals was a bodhisattva, who was actually Buddha in his previous life, realized that there were hunters coming, and that they were going to come to kill the herd. And the wild animals, I don't know if we call it partner, mate, wife, wild animals partner also came to stand by his side and said, the wild animals said, please do not kill the other animals. I will give you my own life.
That's Hanji Jagal and Sanji Vidus Jagal Vidusso, Shajaman Buddha, the Rada Puderis, Rada Put, Shajaman Buddha is, the Rada Mudda Kungo, Sanji Yubo, Kungo is.
Nene,
Rada Naja, the Shaji Gurung Naja.
So the in the actual life of the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni was actually the head of the wild animals, and Kongi Pumo, Mogiputra.
Pumo de Gungao.
Gungao.
Yobo.
And his wife, or partner, was Gungao. And the 500 wild animals became the 500 monks.
Shaji Gulung Naja.
500 ordained ones of the Shakya clan, or the 500 monks.
What Sanji, what then the Shanchu Sen Lujan, what then the eight and the genuine words? Redal Shanchu Sen by your
others. So we can say that yes, there are animals that are bodhisattvas.
And then Ambat, Matsushambat, and Hijit, and Shanchu Sen to Yana and Gungina, and the Jemaya, Jantu, and the Yina Kushanchu Sen Julian words.
So if we again and again now familiarize ourselves, meditate upon love and compassion in the mind that aspires to enlightenment, we will create a connection and eventually in our future be able to achieve the state of the mind that aspires to enlightenment because of these because of this prior familiarization. So there's another story of Buddha in a previous life when he was born into the hell realm and was a bodhisattva in the hell realm and was engaging in work. And he was working in the hell realm with a partner pulling a cart. And he developed love and compassion for his partner who was helping him pull the cart and was able to generate the mind that aspires to enlightenment in the hell realm. So, in the previous life stories of the Buddha, we can find that, yes, there are hell beings who are bodhisattvas. So, the Okay, so first we're going to do the concluding prayers, and then we will have short question and answer period. And if folks could just be mindful that Rinpoche eats at noon, it would just be beneficial.
Oh, man. Jambe babu jeta jen badang kundu zambu de yonde jende de kunji jesu dalo jen ke wa de ta tanche ratu ngô du zun jepe jawa tanche ji ngô wa kala chutu ngapa de ta jen ge we tsa wa de kunjang zambu ju ju
Amen.
Shu.
Okay.